This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The academic calendar may say summer vacation's upon us, but that is not entirely true for the something like 3% of public schools in this country that are on year-round schedules. And more are considering it. Philadelphia, one of the biggest districts in this country, is set to pilot year-round and extended day learning in a handful of its schools. Florida is looking to try it out, too. But having some students studying while others aren't comes with some challenges. They are both social and economic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
First, year-round school is generally the same 180 days of class time, just distributed differently, says David Hornack. He leads the National Association for Year-Round Education and is superintendent of Holt Public Schools in Michigan. Most schools in his district are on a year-round schedule.
We start in August, take a week off in October, take a full week off at Thanksgiving, your typical two in December, early January.
With, give or take, a six-week summer, Hornack ticks off the advantages. Teachers have more breaks to recharge. Kids who rely on school meals can get them more steadily. And they have chances to come in for extra academic help when class isn't in session without waiting for summer school.
We tend to say to a student who may be starting to struggle in October, we'll make it up to you in the summer. And that is, it's not fair to the student.
There's an idea that year-round schooling prevents what educators call summer melt. That's forgetting fractions or nouns over the summer. Katie Rouse, a professor of economics at Elon University, has studied these schedules and says melt can happen during every break.
A day out of school is a day out of school.
Rouse notes the year-round schedule is sometimes used to deal with overcrowding, where districts will rotate kids in and out, so the same building is in use 12 months of the year.
The biggest cost saving would be you don't have to build a new school to accommodate growth, right?
It can also be harder to find sustained childcare outside of summer break, says Oregon State economics professor Paul Thompson.
I think it's more difficult when you're like, we need childcare year-round or during these very small pockets of time.
But David Hornack at Holt Public Schools suggests with the learning loss we've seen during the pandemic, now's the time to try this schedule, provide extra lessons during breaks, and give kids a chance to catch up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.